deadly boat wreck.
You see all the staff just running back and forth with life jackets.
Trump, Putin, round two.
The only deal actually reached was to have a second summit.
Car dealers face new sticker shock.
Buy now. Now's a good time. Prices are going to go up.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. At least 13 people are dead, some of them children. Four others missing after a tourist boat capsized and sank on a lake last night in Branson, Missouri. KMOV-TV's Venton Blandon says the boat encountered trouble during a powerful storm.
As fierce winds whip over the lake, horrified witnesses watch a pair of duck boats struggle to stay above the crashing waves. Cell phone video from inside one boat shows the rough conditions on board. This boat made it safely to shore. But it's the other boat that sinks, captured on video moments before it capsizes.
Anybody that can read me, I need a rope on the bow.
Workers on the nearby showboat scramble to help emergency crews get the 31 passengers out of the water. First responders can be seen giving first aid to children. Rescue boats and dive teams search late into the night for survivors.
Search is back on now. Seven people are hospitalized. In central Iowa, storms kicked up a tornado that flattened buildings in three cities, injuring at least 17 people. CBS's Dean Reynolds looks at the situation in one location.
In Pella, this tornado destroyed parts of the Vermeer Corporation's manufacturing plant. Seven employees were injured. The company's president, Jason Andriga.
There is significant structural damage and personal property damage across the Vermeer campus.
Andriga, an Iowa native, was overcome with emotion.
So, yeah, we certainly are going to rebuild. And we're going to come back stronger than ever.
In Marshalltown, Iowa, a hospital was damaged. Patients were evacuated. The criticism hasn't died down from the Trump-Putin summit, and plans are in the works for a second get-together in the fall at the White House. CBS's Weijia Jiang says the news caught a top administration official off guard.
We have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
President Trump's own Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, was clearly shocked to find out the president had invited Putin to Washington for a second meeting.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Coates said he has no idea what the president and Putin talked about during their one-on-one, which Coates believes should not have been private.
If he had asked me how that ought to be conducted, I would have suggested a different way.
And about the Russian proposal to allow the Kremlin to question Americans accused of unspecified crimes, Secretary of State Pompeo said that's not going to happen. At a security forum, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said officials will now notify the public when it identifies efforts to interfere in U.S. politics. Well, the auto industry is honking the horn over the Trump administration's proposal to slap tariffs on auto imports. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The proposed 25% tariff on imported cars and auto parts from Europe and elsewhere could give buyers sticker shock. Consumers could be shelling out nearly $7,000 more per vehicle. The Honda Civic could cost an extra $1,100. The Ford Escape up nearly $1,600. And the Audi Q5 could run nearly $6,000 more.
Well, presidents have traditionally steered clear of commenting on the Federal Reserve's monetary policy. The Fed values independence from the White House. But President Trump told CNBC he's not happy with recent interest rate increases.
I have to tell you, it puts us at a disadvantage. Now, I'm just saying the same thing that I would have said as a private citizen. So somebody would say, oh, maybe you shouldn't say that as a president. I couldn't care less what they say.
Last month, the Fed raised its rates for the second time this year. The NFL and its players union have agreed to freeze the two-month-old punishment rules for players who violate the league's national anthem policy. It comes after word the Miami Dolphins said players who protest during the anthem could be suspended for up to four games. The 2014 Olympic bronze medalist in figure skating was killed in Kazakhstan in a stabbing that involved a dispute with people who tried to steal something from his car. An arrest has been made in connection with the death of 25-year-old Dennis Ten. Trump administration moving now to revise the 45-year-old Endangered Species Act. The plan is to end automatic protections for threatened animal and plant species and limit habitat safeguards. The Interior Department says it will reduce conflict and uncertainty. Environmentalist Bob Dreher fears it will lead to more extinctions.
This country broadly supports the protection of endangered species. It's something that's important to the public and to our survival as a people.
Well, 49 years ago today, men walked on the moon for the first time. Now it's in the sights of today's space explorers.
I'm Peter King.
It does adhere in fine layers.
Apollo 11 ended the space race with the Soviet Union. 3 years later, Apollo itself was history.
When you win a race, you don't keep running it.
Now the Trump administration wants NASA to go back to the moon. Via Skype, George Washington University space historian John Logsdon.
Doing a full investigation of all its resources and its characteristics is the right first stop.
The moon is seen as a way station for Mars and beyond. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says a public-private partnership is the most likely way to get it done.
Well, it's not going to be the same sort of top-down government-controlled approach that was used during the Apollo program.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Some of the buzz on Wall Street yesterday about a stock that aims to hit new highs. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
A marijuana company is now trading on the NASDAQ after completing an initial public offering. Tilray, a Canadian company, is the first pot-related business to complete an IPO and then trade on a major U.S. stock exchange. American pot companies can't list on U.S. exchanges because the drug is illegal under federal law.
A new report on the state of stress in this country finds an uptick that has experts concerned.
A new report by the American Psychiatric Association finds that 36% of people surveyed are feeling more anxious today than they did a year ago. Atlanta psychologist Sarah Dimitri Carlton says she's seeing it at her practice.
They'll come in talking about, I don't know why I feel so nervous. It just feels like it's an uncertain time in our country and in our world. And it's helpful to them to hear that other people feel that way, too.
The five things Americans are most anxious about: health, safety, finances, relationships, and politics. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
The Confederate flag has come down for good in parts of the South, but the symbol is still an option on Tennessee license plates. And the state says the issuing of those plates has hit its highest point in a decade. The money raised helps fund a legal fight over the removal of Confederate statues. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kaifen, CBS News.